Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Here's Matt Mahanine, Paige, and Fatboy. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rocks.
93.3 The Planet.
Rocks!
Yeah, this is a story of famous dog. But the dog that chases its tail will be busy. He's a clapping dog, rhythmic dog, harmonic dog.
All kind of dog.
House dog, street dog.
God dang it.
The world unites.
Where am I at? I can't turn on the right mic.
Oh, you're having trouble today.
Is he still alive?
George Clinton?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. You know where George Clinton's from?
Yeah.
Oh.
Annapolis, North Carolina.
Really?
Yeah.
I was thinking like Mississippi or Louisiana.
No.
Where's the peak beef from?
All around.
All
right. Man, I think of Clinton's brother first. I hate to do that to George Clinton, but that's the first guy that comes to mind. And I forgot Bill Clinton's brother's name.
Why would you say Roger Clinton?
Okay. But for somehow, I think his name's George.
Do you hear George Clinton and think of Roger Clinton?
Yeah, I'm Bill Clinton's brother.
No. You know how I know you ain't cool?
Yeah. Billy Beer.
So we're shorts to work?
Well, I do too. I ain't cool either. Takes one to know one. That's how I know you ain't cool. Rise Guys Morning Show, 7:08. Matt's still out, but you got 9 and Fatboy and Paige here.
Hey, he's a little ill.
Yeah, under the weather, Fatboy said.
Not the good ill.
No, not the late 80s, early 90s ill.
Yeah, I don't know if that ill is still a thing.
I don't think so. Licensed.
You pull up Roger Clinton, you get a bunch of mug shots.
Yeah.
I feel bad. I'm sorry, George. But I don't know, like, any other songs besides this one. This is all he had, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was the biggest hit. Definitely the biggest hit.
That's what I look at. People are like, oh, he's a legend. I'm like, let me hit you, guy.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't know nothing about legend. Yeah, I mean, you don't listen to music.
I know, but people overestimate music a lot. Like, this band's huge. You got to hear this band. Like, I don't know them.
Well, it doesn't mean they can't be huge.
They could be, but you got to kind of go around, right? I mean, you could be big locally, I guess. You can have a following, but, like, I'll know you as a local band.
I think if you can go sell at Madison Square Garden, you big.
Nice. You did that?
I don't know. But, okay. I mean, I think of several bands I know of that were never, like, big bands, but they sure as hell could sell out Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. You're an odd guy. You know, the other day we were talking about getting stuck places, because I've been stuck a bunch of places in my life. Elevators and all windows and vehicles and all kind of places. I've been stuck.
Oh, you got stuck in the elevator here, right?
Yeah, one time I got stuck in the elevator here, one time in Atlanta.
Oh, man. How long were you in there in Atlanta in the elevator?
About an hour.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Matt was in there, too, and a couple other people, too.
It's probably hot. You probably had to go poop.
Wasn't that bad. Now, back then, I didn't have to go all the time.
Was
like
that
I
an
did,
hour?
I'm an old man. Goodness. Well, yeah, now if you leave me somewhere for an hour, I'll have to at some point, probably.
Really?
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Especially the psychosomatic part where, you know, I can't. There's no access, and now I really have to.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You have a fast metabolism.
Yeah.
Can you wear a body part out? Because that's the one that's going to get worn out.
Yes. Dude, I'm telling you. I know what you mean.
You can blow out your heart and your sphincter easily.
I mean, there's no transplant for it, I don't think.
I don't think so. Mm-mm.
It's going to get worn out. Yeah, getting stuck in the elevator.
Yeah. But have you ever broken furniture being fat? Because I have.
I mean, nothing I'd want to admit to. But this happened a couple times.
I broke a bed one time in the act of making love.
What do you mean broke it?
I mean, I had to put it back together when we got done.
Oh, man.
Because you don't stop when the bed breaks. You finish and then you fix it.
He didn't help you out?
No, it was her parents' bed.
Oh, it's not like when Big Show, you know, superplexed in the ring and it falls apart.
Kind of, yeah. But the thing is, like a lot of people, if you weren't fat and you broke the bed doing that, uh-huh. Yo, you'd think, you'd laying it down.
High five.
But if you're fat and it happens, you just feel bad because you know it's just because you're fat.
Well, yeah. It happened at my house where the slats fell out in the bed.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. This one I had to reattach the bed frame to the headboard.
I mean, I got a metal bed frame. I haven't broken it, but...
Broke a lamp, too. However, when the bed fell.
Oh, in the same act?
So I think the bed bumped the coffee table hard enough to knock... Or the end table, the nightstand hard enough to knock the lamp off and break it.
That's Jesus. A comedy of errors.
Yeah.
Did she, like, immediately climb into a wheelchair? That's what it sounds like.
No, I did.
Oh, that's the other thing. If she's putting in more work and this still happens, you'd feel worse.
Mm, that's what was happening, yeah. I wasn't on top, brother.
Wow. Cowboy.
Jeez. Yeah. We're going to do this somewhere else.
Rodeo room.
In my younger, fatter days when that was. I was breaking beds when I was a kid. I broke one of my friend's beds. I sat on it at his house, and I broke it.
Oh, no. Did he have bunk beds?
No, just regular.
Were his parents mad?
Nah, they weren't too happy about it, but they were able to fix it. They came in and put it back together. Yeah, and that's the thing is we had a lot of beds when I was a kid. All my grandparents' houses and aunts and uncles and everybody, they had a bunch of old stuff because they were old people and they were poor. And they had all these beds that were like 50 years old and stuff. So it wasn't bad to sleep on. But then when you get to a certain level of fatness, all these beds had slats in them, Paige. And that's the thing.
Yes.
You'll bow the slats, permanently warp them from your fatness,
yeah.
And then they'll fall out anytime you get into bed. So you always think you broke the bed, you broke the slat, and you're down on the floor trying to lift up the mattress in the box spring and put the slat back. But it ain't going to stay because as soon as your big ass gets back on the bed, it's going to fall right back out.
Exactly.
That's why you got to have like more slats. Then you just make it a wood piece.
Then you wind up sleeping with your head at the foot of the bed, and you're sliding down in one corner where the slat fell out.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
I grew up like that, all right? I know all about the slats falling out of beds.
Yeah.
I bent the metal frame, but it's just from laying on the bed.
After
so many years.
Yeah.
Been there.
You know, and the mattress will sag in the middle if you don't ever fix the slats, so you have to take care of that and flip the bed.
Now, you mentioned bunk beds. My parents got me bunk beds at one time when I was a kid.
Yeah, I had them too.
I had the slightly larger bed on the bottom and the twin size bed up top.
What?
Yeah.
They weren't matched?
No, it was slightly, the bed on the bottom was slightly bigger than the one on top. But,
okay.
That's normal.
I didn't need bunk beds, but I guess my dad got a deal, so I got bunk beds for one person.
Oh, you made them?
Yeah. But if I had a friend could sleep over, they'd sleep on the top bunk usually, you know, stuff like that. But yeah, I was a fat kid. So I had these bunk beds when I was getting into my teenage years, and it was the metal bunk beds from back in the day where the whole thing's just like an aluminum frame, and then instead of slats or anything, it has welded metal bars under the mattress to keep you in the bed.
Oh, no.
That thing bent in the middle. It was bowed in the middle.
Oh.
Yeah, you slept in a valley in the middle of the bed because it bowed in the middle. I mean, these bars had a U-shape to them when I got rid of that bed.
Except in the top part, it looked like a hammock.
Yeah.
You'd try to hammer it back in?
No, man. I mean, I was a kid. You know, I didn't try to fix it.
That's awful.
My parents didn't do nothing about it either. They didn't do anything.
Well, they figured you'd do it again.
Yeah, they broke the bed. Give him a cheeseburger and tell him to watch TV about it.
Just leave it there. Yeah, you were stuck with that stuff growing up. You couldn't fix it. Is it going to stay the same way?
Yeah, I mean, were you that way where your parents never really fixed anything?
I mean, my brother's dad fixed a lot of stuff. He was a handyman.
Yeah.
But, yeah, not really. Not a whole lot.
My parents would fix stuff when I was young, like when I was 4 or 5 years old, I remember them working around the house and fixing things, and remember them with paintbrushes and cans of paint. But then about the time I hit 6 or 7, it's like the depression came in so strong on both of them that nothing ever got done after that again. And then it was just repos and foreclosures and moving a lot and, you know, just squalor.
Like if I went to my dad's and I knew the bed was, you know, not fixed or whatever, it got repoed. Like, oh, well, Aaron's came and got it.
Somebody said, need to get some 3-ton jack stands under that bunk bed. You know what? I'm going to go back in time 20 years and work on that.
That
would have helped.
It made it a lot better now.
3-ton jack stands.
I broke a chair last year.
What kind of chair?
All right, it was a folding chair, but it had a weight limit of 350 pounds.
Well, how'd you break it?
Well,
you weren't exceeding the limit. What, did you jump on it?
I researched a chair and I went and got it. I'm like, 15 bucks is a lot, but you know, I got to have it. What? So
that's a really cheap chair.
But I got it on the floor. I got like fake hardwood, parquet, whatever, linoleum floors.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. So I've seen them.
I put it in front of the computer. But
I haven't seen them. I'm kidding.
I didn't have a rug. So, you know, after about a week, it was okay, but I'm sitting in it one day and it started to feel a slide.
Yeah. You know, okay.
Why is it sliding? So I'm sitting in it and it just breaks in half, but it doesn't shatter or snap. It just kind of bends. it was a metal chair with 350 pounds, and all it did was sit in it, and you could feel a little rock in it as soon as you sit down, but it started sliding, and I'm kind of, you know, in a folding chair. I'm kind of stuck in it.
Yeah.
But it bent.
Yep.
I bent metal with my ass.
Yep.
Well.
Yep. Man.
God. Cheap ass chair.
I ripped the toilet seat off, but I have one on order now. It's going to be delivered today or tomorrow.
Yeah, where they go kind of sideways.
No, this one it was. I mean, yeah, that happens, especially when you're a bigger dude. But this one was, you know, the worst thing in the world that can happen right after you shower.
Oh yeah.
You shower. You get out of the shower and you towel off, and then it hits you. And then you got to go.
Oh yeah.
That's the worst thing in the world. You just showered.
You're supposed to do it after.
You just showered. Supposed to do it in the shower.
Okay. You waffle stomp.
Waffle stomp. That's
no,
right.
You're not.
You
know. That's nasty.
So, yeah, I just got out of the shower and I wasn't dried all the way off, and then I think, you know, the wetness of my butt is what I almost fell over in the floor.
Oh, yeah.
And then it broke the seat off. So, yeah, broke it plumb off. So, I had to order a new one.
Oh, no.
Yep.
I mean, it's not breaking it, but I've flattened out a soft toilet seat in probably about a week.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah. All my aunts and uncles and stuff growing up had those. Then you sit down, you feel the air escape. So, yeah, I flattened all those out. And any toilet seat that has those little padded things on the bottom.
Uh-huh.
Oh, those are gone. Those are busted, broke, flat.
They're uneven.
Yeah. You wonder where those chunks of plastic are on the floor. It's those things falling off from under the seat because I broke them.
I love those, man, those seats.
Yeah.
They're so comfortable.
They're the padded ones?
Yeah.
If you sit there too long on a hot summer day, you kind of stick to it.
It's like a recliner.
Yeah, you do.
It's like trying to get it, you know, it's like... If I fall asleep with no shirt on my leather couch and it gets hot in the house, and then I wake up and I got to use a spatula to peel myself off it.
It's harder to get stains off of those than the ceramic.
Well, yeah, it is.
Problem.
You really got to do some elbow grease.
That's fun, man.
I broke part of a couch.
I've broken many couches.
Yeah.
I used to, you know, when you're a kid, what do? You go running up, kind of jump on the couch. And then if nobody tells you not to, that's what you keep doing. So then you're like... 350 pounds at 13, and you keep doing it, and you hear wood break.
The best thing to do is not to have legs on your couch or have it stuck up on some brick, so if it sags in the middle, you won't know.
Well, the leather couch they got now is got all metal framing to it. It's pretty cool like that.
I was sitting on it when it snapped, and you just kind of sink a little bit.
Yeah, you do.
So I tried to put a new 2x4 in it,
but
it wasn't comfortable.
That's hard to do.
I had other people sit on that side of the couch.
You made them sit in the hole you made.
I don't shift around. I usually stay on, you know, the left side of the couch.
Mm-hmm.
I like to prop up and lay down on the left side.
Yeah.
So the rest of my couch now is like pristine, doesn't get sit on, but the one section of the couch is sunken in.
It's all decrepit.
Pretty much.
I've broke a bunch of kitchen chairs in my life just because I was fat. Because you kind of bow the legs out, and the support beams that kind of go from leg to leg, they'll fall out. And then you can't get it back right because it's warped.
If we have
you just break the leg.
If we have family get-togethers, there's a bench on one side of the table.
Yeah.
So I'll sit on the bench.
Sit on the whole bench, right? It's just your bench.
Well, not in the middle, but I'll sit on the part where the legs are.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else gets a chair.
Yeah.
Because I look at it. I look at the chair. If like if it's a bench or whatever, I got to see three people sit on it.
Yeah.
And if it holds up, I'm like, maybe yeah. I can make it work.
Oh yeah, dude. If I sit at a picnic table, I try to position myself towards one end or the other. I don't want to sit dead center. No.
No.
I ain't down with that. That's for somebody small.
And the concrete ones are better.
I don't want to sit my ass down and wind up like I just went through a table on Monday Night Raw. I don't want to turn this into ECW match.
Teeter totter.
Feel it leaning. If I see a front porch swing, I stay off it.
Yeah, I can see that. I don't get on those.
Because I feel like I'm going to rip your whole, section of the porch off.
People in Detroit thrashed it. He broke a chair in the middle of a restaurant one day. I've never done that, but I've seen it happen.
I've had someone sit next to me and their chair just gave out, and I felt bad for this woman.
Well, you know who has good chairs is the Barrel. Cracker Barrel?
Yeah.
They have good, those are good quality built chairs they have in there because, I mean, they have some big people in there. Every time I go, there's some big old people in there eating, and they're sitting in them little chairs and they're not breaking.
And this woman who fell wasn't a big woman. I think whoever sat in it before broke the chair, didn't tell anybody, and then somebody sat down and it just kind of gave way.
Yeah.
Man, my son went through a phase of wanting to sit on the high stools. Dirty. I'm like, I don't want to sit up here to eat.
Blank your bistro chair, man.
I don't want that, man.
Come
on. What happened when you saw somebody break a restaurant chair?
I don't remember where it was or when it happened. It's been a long time. I just remember somebody sitting down and immediately hitting the floor because their chair broke.
Yeah, in 9 days, he put it back together just like this happened at the restaurant, and then the next person who sits on it falls.
P1 Detroit Thresh said he's a big, tall monster of a man. He said he used to be over 400 pounds at one time. He did it in the middle of a restaurant one day. He said he told the hostess the chair wouldn't hold him to begin with, then he sits in it and it breaks.
Oh, no. That's coming out of his bill.
Yeah. Yeah, I still avoid the lawn chairs at all costs, like the green ones or the white ones or the beige ones.
Yeah, I don't do it.
The three colors they come in.
Yeah. Remember the ones back in the day that were like woven plastic?
The tubing thing.
Yeah. Like yes. Not wicker, but kind of?
Like straw?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
With that plastic stuff. Yeah. That's
it was like they were made out of straw.
But those are the ones that my brother used to, if I was laying down on my stomach and I had my bathing suit top untied, those are the ones that he would come up and fold me together in.
Yeah, what? That's
yes. Lay out in the sun.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't see him coming. Otherwise, I would just run away from trying to get up.
Are you not nervous if the chair, I'm worried something's going to go somewhere?
Oh, yeah. Like if the chair breaks, you're going to wind up impaling yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, that could happen.
Oh,
got to be careful.
Especially with the wood.
You got to take it easy.
Your own portable, stable chair.
That's why I don't like these new ones. New chairs we got.
I don't like them because you sit down and you roll 10 feet across the room.
Yeah, it just don't seem like they'd hold enough. Plus, I got to sit with my elbows to my stomach.
They're definitely not the same quality as the old ones. Uh-huh. Not the same quality build.
I like the new chairs, but I did almost fall on my butt that one time, and you guys were laughing at me because it does go flying.
A couple of you guys can't sit down right. Matt almost fell out of his chair twice.
Yeah.
Trying to sit in it.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not saying thank you. I don't use these new ones.
Well, that's good. Anyway, that's just our stories. And if you've ever broken furniture, you're not alone. We've all done it.
We'll do it again, too.
We ain't done yet, no.
Start carrying my own chair.
You ready for some Facebook fussing, Fat Bo?
Yeah, you ready?
All right, we'll do that next. Facebook fussing coming right at you, Rise Guys Morning Show.
The home of the Rise Guys Morning Show.
All the music is great. The morning is awesome. Great drive.
And 93-minute prep blocks all day. 93.3 The Planet. Rock.
Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments that have been screenshot by you, the P1, sent in anonymously, of course, to the Rise Guys at AOL.com. Not com. Names, though, have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This is Facebook fussing. And, of course, as always, we are live on Facebook.com/RiseGuys. Hello, viewers of Facebook Fussin' Live. We just wave to everyone. What's the question we can ask this week? We asked last week what they were wearing, where they were from the week before.
What are they eating?
Ooh, I don't know.
What if they're not eating, though, Pay?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Which one of us do you want to hook up with if you had to?
It's Fat Boy's question.
Okay.
You had to pick one.
Okay.
You got to lay it to
us. Fat Boy wins.
It's a fair question. That's a fair question. All right. Facebook.com/RiseGuys. And again, 9 is out, so we're doubling up on a couple of these different roles here. All right. Scene 1. Playing the role of Tracy will be freaking me. Playing the role of Willie with a Y will be freaking me. Playing the role of Crystal will be Fat Boy. Playing the role of Candy will be Paige. And action. So my friend posted a couple pics of me and her, and I guess in one of them I had a little nip slip. I don't see what the big deal is. I mean, it wasn't even my nipple either. It was the Ariel Ole. Some busybody flagged it for nudity, so now her account's suspended.
I didn't get suspended. It was just a warning. We good.
Okay, good.
So stupid is Facebook police and others.
You right. 100 emoji, 100 emoji, 100 emoji.
I'm still saying somebody going to be mad when they go home and when they find their window curtains missing. The top of that dress looks just like a set of window curtains that hang all the way to the floor, getting blown around by a ceiling fan.
Ha ha ha. Kiss emoji, peach emoji.
LOL. You wish your butt was that big.
Hey, look, I said I was just kidding.
You were rude as hell to her with comments, Willie.
No, I was being funny, not rude. Comparing that dress to window curtains is funny. Talking about how long her boobs are would be rude.
Dude, seriously? Rude AF?
Willie, what in the hell? Being disrespectful and the rudest, cruelest comments ever.
No, not rude at all. Rude would be making fun of your mud shark hooters that are longer than a Monday after a holiday weekend. Hanging out so far, them baloney nipples are barely tucked into your belt. Post crop picture of Tracy in a red dress with an enormous amount of cleavage with star emojis over the aforementioned Facebook nudity.
That's what I'm hearing.
I don't know you or why you're commenting here. Who the hell are you, Candy?
I'm married to Willie.
Well, do you follow him all over the internet or just onto my page?
I don't appreciate you posting pictures of your hooters for my man. He's my man, ho.
Can you read, Stupwad? I didn't post that pic.
Yeah, Candy, I posted it. Just didn't notice the nip slip and someone flagged it.
Well, take it down!
I did! The pic that's up there now, your husband obviously screenshot, bitch.
Willie!
End scene!
What are mud shark hooters? That's awesome.
I don't know. I thought it was a beer.
They're a band on The Brutally Honest.
Will they be on next week?
Yep.
Like, a mud shark is just a shark.
Yeah.
But I don't know what their breasts look like.
Well,
I don't know if I should do a good. No, I don't.
You don't want to know.
Don't show my screen right now. No, really, don't. And don't Google image search that.
No.
Not safe
for work.
Don't.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. That's why they call. Okay.
I got to see that afterwards. My
that was such a disservice that I just did to the community.
Yeah, we're going to restrict your Google, guys.
You don't even have to put XXX after it.
Uh-oh.
Use it too much.
It's gone.
We're smack dab in the middle of an all-new Facebook fuss and scene 2. Live on Facebook.com/RiseGuys. Scene 2. Playing the role of Christina will be freaking me. Playing the role of Brittany will be Fat Boy. Playing the role of Blondie will be Paige. And also playing the role of Harold will be Fat Boy. And action!
Harold posts the following. If you would please say a prayer for Bobby, he's going in for surgery today, and, well, it's pretty serious. Last time they tried this, well, he almost didn't make it.
Baby, he won't make it this time. Looks like you about to get your wish, Brittany.
Christina Blank, you stupid bitch. You got me blanked up completely, skank. You don't even know how bad you just blanked up.
Whatever. four cried laughing emojis, four middle finger emojis. Bitch, you don't scare me at all. So S the D that I don't have with your sorry ass.
I don't want you to be scared because I don't want to have to run and chase your ass. You cruel. You need to take your fat ass purple hair back to the salon and figure that out. Thought.
Trick, you about bald anyway, hashtag busted weave.
Okay, you need to stay in your lane, ho. Don't even back up into mine because I promise you, you don't want to be in it.
I don't run, ho. Maybe run up in your ass, though. I run my mouth till you shut it, though. Don't be butthurt. All that blank you talked about, Bobby. Blank you, but me? Scared of you? Nah, you got that all twisted.
You know what? I just might shut that mouth, dope whore.
Honey, that meth diet ain't working for you, but that's not my fault.
Your words don't blank with me, slut. You a loser, and you always gonna be one. I don't do meth. I buy steaks, baby, not dope. But I'll beat that ass. Bobby hates you anyway, sorry ass.
Then why you followed me out here? Did my name taste good coming off your tongue? Thanks for being a fan. I ain't worried about you or your little gang of meth whores.
Okay, you might want to follow the blank back, because you're barking up the wrong tree. Britt, you got a whole army standing behind her. You might want to ask around. She bout it.
Ugh. Okay, you all stay around Fernwood Glendale, a.k.a. the meth capital of the world. But let me guess, you all just do Adderall right, thumbs up emoji.
Trick, you ain't blank, and you never will be. So go suck on that for a bit. Why you coming? Bobby hates your ass.
Yeah, ain't no telling what y'all be putting in his head and blank, but whatever. I'll talk to him soon enough, and I'll see real soon, you bet on that.
If you're going to beat my ass, then say you're going to. Don't hide. Be about it, bitch. I'm sick of all this. Y'all have some damn respect for my boy. I told him not to hang around gutter trash like you all. He don't need to see this either, to blank up his rehab and recovery. Don't any of you damn come around him either when he gets out. I'll make damn sure of that.
Insane.
God bless. Harold.
That's great. I didn't know that, though. They should put that on the postcards, that was actually the meth capital of the world.
I mean, you got to claim it, right?
Smiling faces, beautiful faces.
You could put it on there beside the Sparkle City mini put. Is that still a thing?
No, it's Hub City now.
Oh, okay.
Hub City, yeah.
Usually you say if you got a hole-in-one in Spartanburg, you point to a bullet hole in your arm.
God.
Come on, man.
Keeping it local and louder.
Is this on?
Scene 3, Facebook.com/RiseGuys. It's a brand new Facebook fussing. Scene 3. I have it on my screen, but yet I'm picking up papers that there's nothing on just so I can stay in the whole thing. Scene 3, playing the role of Amy will be Paige. Playing the role of Tommy will be freaking me. Playing the role of Charlie will be Fat Boy. Playing the role of Chad will also be Fat Boy. And action.
Amy shares a picture from another page. It's a mounted deer head that is affixed to a beautiful piece of stained wood that is shaped like the state of North Carolina, with the following caption: "So proud of him. Love this mount.
It's impressive, right? It's so unique. I'm so proud of how it turned out."
Heart emoji, deer emoji, water gun emoji, axe emoji.
Hey, Tommy, is that your mount?
It is.
Well, sir, your mount is incredible.
What are y'all talking about? This is blanked up with a capital F. That's a beautiful creature. You just killed a hang on your wall?
Well, Chad, a little education for you and your type. Tell your friends a true hunter never kills just for the trophy. A hunter displays the trophy to show how hard he worked to kill food to feed his or her family. It's not about showing off. It's about food, living on the land.
Are you freaking kidding me, Amy? Are you saying this dude did this for food? How much of that animal did y'all even eat? It was just killed so this yahoo could make a stupid North Carolina state sign out of a beautiful animal? You're a liar and a damn Bambi killer.
I'm going to warn you once to chill the hell out there, Chad. That's my finance you're talking to, wimp. I bet you go to the store and buy hamburger meat or sausage, or do you think they just magically appear?
You know what? Cows are ugly and pigs are gross, so they deserve it. Whatever. This beautiful animal did not, and I'm almost in tears looking at it. Well, that and how much older you are than your fiance or finance, as you called her. That's nastier than killing the damn deer. Charlie posts a meme of Trump eating popcorn with the comment, "Well, this is about to get good.
Chad, you about to get your ass handed to you.
What are you saying exactly there, Chad?
I didn't stutter, Grandpa. You look like you're what, early 50s? And Amy's in her late 20s?
No, he's 33 and I'm 28.
Well, did his mom smoke heroin and drink Jack while she was preggers?
Insane!
Normally, I hate that word, but that was... Well, did his mom smoke heroin and drink Jack while she was preggers?
Oh, man.
Preggers.
And the finance part, too. That's now, which one is it? One E is the man, two E's is the woman and fiancé?
Yeah, woman is two, and the man is fiancé with the accent aigu, if you're French.
But what if you put an umlaut over it? What does that mean?
Then you're on your own.
I never spell it right.
I don't know what it means.
That's my finance. That's my main butch. Got that one wrong, too.
Nice.
What was the one last week? What was the one?
Oh, it was, dang it, fat butch of a wife.
Fat butch of a wife. I didn't mean to call you a butch. I meant bitch. Right? Folks, what you just heard was real. Those were real Facebook arguments screenshot by you, the P1s. The only thing changed was the names to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
That was another edition of Facebook Fussin'.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet. TheRadio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet. Rock.
I don't know. I don't want to impede on your little, you know, on what you got to do. I just got distracted.
It is an odd smell, though. It's distracting me as well.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I'd call that a gift, but it was definitely unexpected. Somebody dropped something off for us.
I'm gonna look and see.
Somebody dropped something in the studio, and usually it's like, oh, okay, cool.
Oh yeah.
Something to eat.
Yeah, I've heard of the place, and they just opened up. So welcome to town, y'all.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that, you know, we didn't say who it was.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen them. I heard of them at first because they delivered to my house. I haven't had their food, but they delivered to my house.
Are you going to go now?
No.
I know. I'm like, this rarely happens where you got something that maybe you wish you could send back.
Well, Paige is happy about it. She wants it. It's because how about one time we get something that Paige likes instead of something we like?
I know.
Yeah, but.
Then again, you could have brought donuts because we all like those.
It's dripping with fat and grease.
Well, I mean, it's still got a crust.
I feel like Paige would have liked it because, you know, well, it is hot and fresh, but
is it?
Sometimes some of the stuff she eats, like the little egg sandwiches, I mean, it's definitely an upgrade from the little McMuffin egg thing.
Yeah, there are times when I would try a piece of that, but not, we don't want to say too much about what it is, you but know, not right now.
I tried to eat more raw and healthy stuff.
Yeah.
And maybe some of it is.
You got lucky today.
I did.
Yeah, you really did on that one.
I got
something just for you.
I know
that never happens. Usually it's like a pile of flesh with some grease.
I know usually when stuff comes in, you're like, oh, man, that's good.
That's good stuff.
It's nice and meaty. You can smell it.
Making me hungry, though. I'm going to have to open up the app and order something.
I didn't see, you know, who brought it in. I just smelled it, and I'm like, what is that smell?
What's that?
And then she showed it.
Hey, like, what is that?
I might have to.
Pass. It's okay.
Yeah.
There's a lot of smells coming out of that box, though.
Well, I can close the lid.
No, you're fine. I'm not gonna sit here and complain about it. There's a lot of smells. I'm not gonna say that. I'm not gonna say it smells bad. It's distracting. It's a lot of smells.
Mm, it smells heavenly to me. But it's not like Brussels sprouts or anything, people. It's just a different flavor.
I love Brussels sprouts.
It's usually a crapshoot. You ever question it when something comes in? I don't. Like, I just see food and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I'm usually good with it.
Like, I don't think about
it. We know you don't question it.
I mean, look, you can. You could do anything to it. That's like with these food docs, Food Inc. or whatever. Like, I don't care. You know, people say, well, mad cow disease. And if you watch this doc, you won't eat the same again. If I see it and it looks okay and smells good,
yeah,
like that's all I think about.
This coming from the man that sneaks leftovers from our refrigerator.
I mean.
You're not discriminate at all.
No. Fat boy going to eat.
I don't care how it was made. Like, nobody's here. I found a treasure trove of fiber bars. That's what I've been eating on all week.
Really?
Because nobody's been here.
Oh, you just chowing down.
I'm like, these are going to go bad.
Yeah, they are.
I almost ate a veggie burger out of the fridge this morning, and I'm like, ugh.
That could have been mine.
It might be the limit.
Yeah, you're just going to.
A black bean burger might not be for me.
Impossible burger.
So I'm not going to eat everything, but if you got ice cream here, it's going to get gone.
Yeah, as it should.
I ate the last of somebody's orange sickle bar the other day.
Anything somebody left here at this point has probably been here since March. So I don't know. I mean, it's not that big a deal right now.
I think you should be a taste tester for some kind of product.
I mean, I definitely do it here. If you got something you want to worry about putting on the menu.
Mm-hmm. That's your side hack, official taste tester of blah, blah, blah. And then they can just record your reaction on the camera downstairs.
Oh, man. I
be
saw
natural.
I saw an Arby's bag in the fridge. I'm like, it's going to be a sandwich. probably not a half pounder like I like to get.
Yeah.
But it was a beef and cheddar.
Oh, yeah.
It was part of one. But you can tell I've been in there for a little bit. I'm like, damn, I can't eat this. I'm going to get botulism or whatever.
Botulism.
You may be immune to it.
I'm surprised we haven't gotten sick eating something we shouldn't.
Yeah, I know. Like the donuts that came in here for me?
Yeah.
When the dude took the picture?
Well, do you have any idea how many times I used to come in here in the morning back in the day? And I'd just stumble in here, a little after 5, and there'd be pizza left downstairs in the break room.
That still happens.
Leftover pizza. Well, not anymore. No. There'd be leftover pizza from a remote, and I'd be eating pizza from like 18 hours ago, just been sitting there after it sat in the sun for a couple hours.
Just microwave it.
It's been sitting in the sun for 2 hours, been driving around in a van for a while, and it's been sitting on the counter downstairs for like 16 hours.
Yeah, if it's got meat on it, it's supposed to go in the fridge. Oh, that's rough, man.
A little biology never hurt anybody.
Only if it has meat on it, you have to put it in the fridge. You can just leave vegetables sitting out on the counter all day.
Yeah, I don't eat vegetables on pizza.
You don't eat vegetables. You could have just left it at that.
Corn. Does corn count?
Not really.
No. Well, it should.
There ain't much nutrition in corn, man.
If they sell it in the produce section, by God, it counts.
You just run through it afraid of getting healthy?
I don't know. Like, I'm pretty selective about what's in there.
Have you ever had a salad?
No. I don't like them.
You don't even like chicken salad.
See,
if Fatboy won't even eat a meat-based salad.
Nah, you're making me sick now.
If Fatboy won't even like taco salad.
No.
And that's 85% meat.
That's all fat. That's all fluff.
It's just meat and cheese, man.
Yeah.
Well, you have fun eating that food item.
Food item.
But anybody else wants to bring something by whenever, usually good to taste.
I'll give you a bag of biscuits soon, so you won't go hungry.
I mean, that was kind of the adventure of coming here and seeing if you can clean out the fridge.
I'll buy you breakfast tomorrow, Fatboy.
I'm going to hold you to it.
I will. I'm going to.
Find something to scrounge around with.
But see, he doesn't look on the expired date, and there is none when you're stealing food from other people.
I took somebody's granola. I mean, that's pretty good still.
Oh, are you eating out of a cup? Is that what's in there?
Yeah.
Year old ice cream, nom nom.
I mean, I made that last about a week and a half.
Really? Wow, okay. Yeah. Okay.
And when we come to next week, I don't know, people are running out of food. I need people to start coming back to work.
That's something to be proud of, eating everybody's stuff.
At least you'll never go hungry, Fatboy. I'm glad you're resourceful. The rest of us will starve, but you'll be fed.
Pillage a stash.
Well, Paige, what are you working on the Plex right now?
All right, remember the good old days when you were a kid and things that were great? I'm going to talk about...
No. Getting hit all the time.
Okay, never mind. Well, if you were a happy child, I'll talk about the things that you loved and things that make kids happy next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Okay. One of the best things about being a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. One of the only things.
There's a lot of good things about being a kid.
I know. Hiding porn in the creek and getting forced to stay outside.
Having no responsibility.
Pretty much. Yeah. Do that now.
Then again, I like having responsibility because now I don't get kicked out of the house.
Yep.
Anyway, Rise Guys headlines come right up. Let me put in an order.
You order now.
The Rise Guys rock.
They just cut up and crack up with each other and give each other hate.
This is where the update comes for the Rise Guys Morning Show and 93-Minute Rock Blocks.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.